Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. On today's show, we're going to have our guest, our old friend Charles Matthews with Boys to Men Mentoring. He's holding workshops to train you as a mentor for youth. And also, he'll be bringing along Susan Vrines to explain that story for you. Also coming up on today's show, after the bottom of the hour news break, we'll have Cecilia Jernigan, who is hosting a City Council Candidates Forum, along with Mary Kelch from the League of Women Voters, that will let you meet and greet and ask questions of the Prescott City Council candidates and incumbents. Well, I hope you heard my interviews last week with Drew Hall, Anton Teschner, Gigi Gonaway, and Malin Hawk about this Saturday's big show on, I'm sorry, next Saturday's big show on the 27th of July with our own Nick Canuel and Sean McDermott opening at the Prescott Elks Theater. You'll get your tickets for that Rockin' Roadhouse show by calling 777-1370, or you can go online to PrescottElksTheater.com. And if you love blues music, how about some classic badass blues every day online at Prescott.com. Diamondbacks are back in action tonight. They are in Arlington, Texas. Oh, boy. Arlington in mid-July. How lovely that must be. For two interleague games with the Texas Rangers, the first pitch tonight at 5:05. They'll be bringing up rookie slugger Kevin Crone to be their DH for this interleague series. And also the Tuesday night Jazz on the Square series continues tonight with Rosemary Chavez and Jazz a la Mode at the Courthouse Plaza under the shade trees at 6:30, and the Tuesday night classics at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley and the Harkins 6 in Sedona is Footloose tonight at 7 o'clock for only $5. Tomorrow night at the Prescott Elks Theater, their Wednesday night classic series continues with The Big Lebowski. Keep in mind that one of the characters in The Big Lebowski, John Turturro's character Jesus, the real flamboyant bowler in the purple jumpsuit, he will have his own movie coming out next year. But the original, The Big Lebowski, is tomorrow at 7, and as always, the dude abides. Stay tuned, because we've got a great interview coming up with Charles Matthews and Susan Vrines coming up from the Boys to Men Mentoring Network on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hey, y'all, it's Rosie. Welcome to the broadcast. Every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
It's one of the most popular exterior finishes for desert homes. Stucco, the many styles, textures, and colors that stand out. We'll dive into everything stucco, getting your trees properly staked for monsoon season, and other landscape gardening ideas. And if you have a question about your home, we'll take your call. Start your weekend at our house.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQNA.
Hello, I'm Rocky Coronado, and an Air Force veteran and the lead case manager for the Homeless Veterans Program with Catholic Charities here in Prescott. Our veterans program serves Yavapai, Coconino, and Mojave counties. Our program helps veterans who are experiencing homelessness obtain affordable housing. We also help veterans keep their existing housing if they're facing eviction. You do not have to be Catholic to receive help, as we do not discriminate. Just call 855-256-9419 or go to CatholicCharitiesAZ.org and select the Veterans tab to request assistance. Thank you.
Are you interested in adopting a horse and helping Yavapai Humane Society at the same time? Then Yavapai Humane Society's Equine Center in Chino Valley is the place for you. We have horses who are looking for their forever home, and maybe it's yours. Are you looking for volunteer opportunities? Then Yavapai Humane Society's Equine Center is the place for you. Are you looking for a venue for a graduation or birthday party, a dance, or even a wedding? Then Yavapai Humane Society's Equine Center is the place for you. Contact us at 928-515-4947.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:07. It's always great to have a friend in the house, certainly the case with Charles Matthews from Boys to Men Mentoring. Charles, you have brought along a very special guest, Susan Vryans. Did I pronounce it right this time?
I'm
getting better. I'm so proud of myself.
Perfect.
Susan, you have a special role in the newest event coming up called Connected Mentoring, a workshop for the whole community. Tell us about your role in the Boys to Men Mentoring Network of Central Arizona.
Okay, well, I am on the board of a new organization called Full Circle, Girls Becoming Women, which is basically very similar to Boys to Men, except that we will be providing service for girls in our public schools.
Mm-hmm.
And at the Connected Mentoring, we are very grateful to have quite a few women who have signed up, and we hope that they will be able to become mentors in our school circles.
And Charles, tell us, for those who are not familiar with Boys to Men, you have a model here on how to mentor boys, and on this topic list you have, and this goes, I assume, for both boys and girls,
yep,
using the listen, accept, encourage model, active listening practice, promoting teen resilience and healthy coping strategies, developing and promoting emotional intelligence. And that applies to both, correct?
Absolutely.
Now, you've been doing this for many years, mm-hmm, with the boys, and of course, they have their own issues growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask Susan, because we haven't covered this with Charles yet, because it's always been with boys, what kinds of issues do you see in mentoring girls, and at what age are you mentoring them?
We are mostly in high schools, also willing to work with middle schools, 7th and 8th grade. Obviously, there's a lot of similarities. Young people are young people. I would say that maybe the difference for girls is, what's beautiful about our circles is that it creates a safe place where girls can feel safe to express themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably no secret, especially to anybody who's a teacher, that boys tend to be a little louder and,
yes,
tend to speak up a little bit more. And
or as I
dominate.
Once heard my boss describe his son, he's all boy, and it's not necessarily a compliment.
So I think that this helps girls to find their voice,
mm-hmm,
and to express themselves without fear of competition because, as Charles said earlier, number one is we listen.
Yeah. You know what? And that's mentioned several times on this model here. How important is it for a child, boy or girl, doesn't matter, or even a teenager, to have an older adult that they can trust, call them a mensch, for want of a better word, mm-hmm, who will listen unjudgmentally?
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, they have family members who love them very much. Mm-hmm. Family members usually have an agenda.
Yeah.
And they have skin in the game.
They have skin in the game.
Uh-huh.
And they tend to want to give advice. So it's very important for our mentors to, we're not trying to fix anybody.
Yeah.
We're not trying to rescue them. We don't give advice, and we try not to project our own reality or past experiences onto what the teen girl is experiencing. We just try to meet them where they are.
Now, this is nothing really new for you because you've been a teacher for how long?
This will be my 14th year in Arizona.
Tell us about your teaching career. What got you into it?
What got me into it was I got an English degree from Oregon State University just because I love to read. And you had to have a foreign language, so I studied Japanese. And my Japanese teacher helped me to move to Japan and work in English as a second language teacher.
Can you still speak Japanese?
Skoshi. Which means a little.
But you know what? And I think it's funny because when I talk to my older siblings, when they were going to high school, they had to take Latin. Mm-hmm. Because the high schools back then assumed you might be going into medicine or heaven knows what.
Mm-hmm.
And they learned a little bit of Latin, haven't used it since, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had any reason to use Japanese since you went to Japan?
Actually, yes, because when we left Japan, I got a job in the hotel industry in guest services.
How about that?
So I was able to use it for a couple of years. But once we returned to the mainland, it was just kind of a natural segue to go into teaching English.
Sure, sure. And, you know, isn't it funny how specializing in a foreign language makes your English better?
Yes.
It really does.
Yeah, it makes your grammar better.
It really, yeah,
understand
because
the
you
structure
under,
of language.
Thank you. You must have seen the little thought bubble above, above my head. I took Spanish in high school, and all of a sudden my English got better because I understood the roots, the structures of everything. Charles, tell us about when this workshop is going on.
So the Connected Mentoring Workshop is this month, July 27th and 28th. People can sign up for both or just one of the days. So that's a Saturday and a Sunday.
And that's next Saturday and Sunday, right?
2 weeks.
And 28th.
Not this weekend, but next weekend.
Yeah.
So the first day, Saturday, is all about that technology of listen, accept, and encourage. And we call it a technology in part because it requires a little bit of letting go of the old ways. You know, adults, we've earned a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've been through some things.
Yeah.
You know some stuff. You're wise.
Well, Susan, maybe you'll agree with me, maybe not. What is it I heard years ago that wisdom is gleaned from experience? Unfortunately, wisdom, which gives you good judgment, is gleaned from experience, which is learned from poor judgment.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we've already paid the price.
Right.
We're trying to keep the kids from having to repeat our mistakes, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, that pain.
Yeah.
And sometimes that is the best teacher, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, when it hurts, you won't do it again. Oh, goodness. So, Charles, tell us about how many boys you have helped mentor, I mean, right now, plus or the how many years you've been doing this?
So, we're celebrating our 10th anniversary this year at Boys to Men.
Wow. Yeah, isn't it amazing?
It kind of caught us by surprise as well. Wait a minute. This is our year. And we've mentored as of the beginning of 2019, we'd mentored 850 unique kids.
Whew.
From all over the Quad Cities, Verde Valley, and kids even come to us from Colorado, from Texas, all over the place.
Mm-hmm. And Susan, I've asked Charles this in the past. As a teacher, 14 years, correct?
Yes.
As a teacher, what does it mean to you when a student you had long ago sends you an email, a letter, bumps into you at the store, and just says, thank you for what you taught me?
It's huge.
Yeah.
Because that's the whole thing about teaching is we don't often see the fruiting of any of the seeds that we plant.
Mm-hmm.
And often we're just met with resistance, you know. But there is, you plant that little seed and it grows and they run into you 10 years later and they're like, I loved your class. And I'm thinking, really?
You didn't seem to back then, did you?
I thought you hated it.
Now, tell me what it's like when you are in the classroom and you are struggling and struggling and struggling with a student who's really, really trying, and all of a sudden you see they get it.
That's amazing.
The light bulb comes on.
And that's the whole reason that we do it.
Yeah.
And that's when you realize, I let go of the, this child or this student should know blah, 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 and just met them where they are. Mm-hmm. And we then, they got to know something.
Yeah.
And they shared it. And you can see their face light up. They're like, oh, I get mm-hmm. it.
At what age were you when you decided you'd rather be on that side of a desk in the classroom?
Well, I was kind of thrown into the lion's pit, actually. I was just driving by Chino Valley School District and seeing on the marquee subs needed, and we went in to apply. Actually, they don't need a sub. They needed a full-time teacher.
Teacher, yeah.
So,
and they snagged you, didn't they?
They snagged me, and I learned by experience. And it's been very rewarding.
Mm-hmm. And the what age group do you teach?
I teach mostly juniors, mm-hmm. Junior English. I will have one freshman class coming up, so I'm preparing myself for that because it's a whole different energy level.
When you deal every day with students in the classroom and you talk with them perhaps either during class or after school, how often are you back in their shoes at that age again?
Well, I also have teenagers of my own at home, so I'm mm-hmm. pretty much surrounded.
So you never get away from it, do you?
Pretty much.
Do you read the Zits comic strip? Because that would take you right back to it. But no, go ahead, please.
I feel like I can relate.
Mm-hmm.
And I am grateful to spend time with them because they keep me up to date on the current language. You know, you were talking a little bit about studying Latin before.
Uh-huh.
I kind of can relate to Latin teachers back in the day when Latin was starting to go away because our language is changing.
Sure.
They text.
It's growing.
They Snapchat. They're on Instagram. And it just, they don't write and communicate in the way that we adults are used to. And it's changing very quickly.
And they don't make phone calls, do they?
Not so much.
Everything is texting, it uh-huh. seems, right? Texting, yeah. Twitter, Instagram,
and
everything else.
Yeah. Grammar and capitalization and common usage just doesn't matter.
Oh, that's got to drive you crazy.
So when they're writing a paper, it drives me crazy.
Mm-hmm, indeed.
Because in a paper, it matters.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, Charles, tell me what this connected mentoring workshop mm-hmm. would mean to someone who doesn't necessarily want to become a mentor, shall
yep.
we say, but is a parent.
Right. Yeah, one of the things that parents struggle with so much, and we hear it from the moms and the dads who call us up, is just getting through to their teenager. And teenagers are doing something that they have to do, which is individuate. You know, it's the big fancy word for figuring out how to be an individual and get out of the house eventually, hopefully, right? And they don't know how to do it gracefully. And the parents don't know how to facilitate it. So the Connected Mentoring Workshop is going to talk about how you can actually, as a parent, be more like a mentor, actually pretend that you have a little bit less skin in the game, pretend that you have a little bit less of an agenda.
Step back a little bit.
Step back a little bit. And I know it's really frightening for parents. It's really frightening for grandparents to step back from that kid when they see them maybe making mistakes or maybe hanging out with friends that... But what we want to help adults do is trust that when we step back a little bit, because what we find at Boys to Men and at Full Circle, that's when the young person actually steps toward us a little bit. And they can do it with their own intrinsic motivation and their mm-hmm. intrinsic beliefs rather than what we're trying to tell them. So it's just being able to ask some questions about, well, what's motivating you to do that right now? Or what does it feel like to get that F on you? Instead of why are you getting these Fs?
There you go.
What is it like for you? What
you
is it like
ask
for you
and,
to see
and then
that
you
F?
Listen, right?
And the kid may not be able to respond in that moment. I mean, one of the things that we know about boys is they literally have a smaller cable between their speech center and their emotional center. And it takes a little while to develop. And I remember mm-hmm. it. I remember being 14, 15, my mother asking me questions that I could not answer. And it frustrated me, and it drove a wedge between us. And it was just because I was essentially mute about – she was asking me really, really interesting, challenging, tough questions that were totally appropriate, but I just couldn't answer them.
But it forced you to think about them, didn't it?
And I'm still thinking about
You're
them.
You're still thinking.
So if we can, as adults, you know, kind of know to be patient, know that our own agenda is not what the kid's agenda is, trying to identify what need they're trying to get met. They're hanging around with those not-so-great friends maybe because they want some adventure,
mm-hmm.
because they want something a little bit new. Well, it's like, how can we have some adventure as a family that's not with those kids over there?
Very good. And we're talking with Charles Matthews and Susan Bryans about Connected Mentoring, a workshop for the whole community, part of the Boys to Men and now Girls Mentoring Network of Central Arizona. More coming up with Charles and Susan in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
It's important to you to stay connected with what's going on in our community, particularly when it comes to your health and the health of your loved ones. You need to stay on top of the latest in local and regional healthcare news. Your preferred healthcare media destination here in the Quad Cities is YRMCHealthConnect.org, Yavapai County's premier healthcare blog, created and managed by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. It offers one-stop, first-run access to information that's important to you. What's going on in our healthcare community? YRMCHealthConnect.org offers a wealth of articles and videos covering topics such as new local healthcare providers, the latest healthcare services in our community, and local and regional healthcare news and information. A few clicks to subscribe, and you'll be notified on your computer, smartphone, tablet, or other preferred device when there's new content. Stay connected with YRMCHealthConnect.org.
When you have to replace your transmission or engine, it's good to know Sun Valley Diesel uses Jasper quality engines and transmissions. With Jasper, you get a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. A free vehicle inspection is required. Look for money-saving coupons in your mailbox. Jasper Engines and Transmissions and Sun Valley Diesel on Long Mesa Drive in the heart of Prescott Valley. Veteran-owned and operated by Don Otto, who says, "We take care of our neighbors. We just happen to fix vehicles for a living."
Hi, this is Sandy with Yavapai County Contractors Association. Are you looking for summer work and over 18 years of age? Then YCCA might be able to help. Local tradesmen are hiring for the summer or even longer. Turn a summer job into a career. You can springboard your summer job into a lifetime of success. Call me, Sandy, at 778-0040 or email ycca@cable1.net.
Hi kids, this is Brianna from the Office Cantina Restaurant. I love going to the office to watch baseball and other sports. But what's really cool is they have this new kids club that you can join. You get a free kids club card, and when you dine there 5 times, you get a free treasure on your 6th time. They even have a menu just for me. I love their chicken toes and cheese quesadillas. Yum.
That's right, kids. Come join the club and sign up for your kids club card today. The Office Cantina, 128 North Cortez, or at theofficerestaurant.com.
I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 30 years of vascular surgical experience. I'm an Arizona native, and I have been serving the Prescott community since 1997. Give me a call at 1-800-VEIN-DOC so that I can create a treatment plan just for you. That's 1-800-VEIN-DOC.
No need to be embarrassed to show your legs because of varicose or spider veins. Dr. Brian Skilperert of Northern Arizona Vein Center in Prescott is skilled in minimally invasive techniques for the treatment of your veins, covered by many insurance plans, including Medicare.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 224 with Charles Matthews with Boys to Men Mentoring Network of Central Arizona and Susan Bryans. Susan, tell us once again your connection to this Connected Mentoring workshop coming up.
Well, I am a very interested school teacher, learning how to be a better teacher. I am a parent, and I am also a group mentoring circle facilitator.
Mm-hmm. And Charles, on your literature here, you talk about how Boys to Men Mentoring Network, you want the opportunity to experience healthy adult male mentoring so they can see that their choices have consequences mm-hmm. that can lead them to becoming the man they want to be.
Right.
How do you determine with a young person what kind of man they want to be?
We ask them, what kind of man do you want to be? And one of the questions that I do, I sit in the circle actually at the Juvenile Justice Center. I sit in the mentoring circle there, and we every time we have a new group, what do you want your life to look like in 10 years?
Mm.
We don't want to. I'm not interested in what's going on right now mm-hmm. at that first session with them. Tell me in 10 years, what do you want? What you want a car? What kind of car? You want a house? Where is it? You want to be married? You want to have kids? Well, how does your wife talk about you when you're not there? Oh, you want to own your own business? How do your employees talk about you? Mm-hmm. How do they describe you as a boss? And that elicits this creativity and this hopefulness that is really fascinating. So these are the kids who are, most at risk. They're the ones that are sliding through the cracks, who, you know, aren't making good choices, but they still, you know, their dream is not really to keep doing that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's not what they want. They want to be in a community that thinks they're an okay kid.
Adult. And I imagine, too, once they determine what kind of man they want to be, at some point you're going to ask, what are you doing right now toward that goal?
Mm-hmm. Are you ready? Let's go.
Let's DJ, what are you waiting for?
You're a facilitator now. Yeah. Look at that. That's brilliant.
There you go.
Yeah, that's the next question. What's holding you back? What's propelling you forward? Mm-hmm. What choices are you making that feel aligned with that, and what choices are kind of taking you away from that? And they can identify that really clearly. It's
sure.
not hard for them.
And Susan, what kinds of influences do you see girls of that age, shall we say, succumbing to? Celebrity images, personal images, friends?
Oh, definitely the female image in the media. You know, if I'm not slim with perfect hair and perfect skin, then I'm ugly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so many girls almost automatically go there.
And you know what? On that note, I'm the film critic for the radio station here.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think it's cool that now in Hollywood, you look at the pop singer Adele. You look at big movie stars like Melissa McCarthy, mm-hmm. Rebel Wilson. I can't think of the lady who was in the movie I reviewed last month. But plus size is okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not a career killer. And even though very few people become actresses, these are positive role models, positive body image models, aren't mm-hmm. they?
Yeah, because you can't. I mean, when you have a young person who especially is growing up and maybe moving into the sexual arena and starting to be their own person and starting romantic relationships, mm-hmm. to constantly be thinking about yourself in a negative way. Mm-hmm. I'm ugly. I'm not good enough. Nobody's going to want to be my boyfriend, you know, yeah. whatever, whatever. And so that's another beauty of the circle, is we can talk about these things and get it out there.
Mm-hmm. Very
and at
well.
Least just be aware of it.
In fact, that actress I was trying to think of is Chrissy Metz. She's another plus size, very talented actress. Mm-hmm. But you're recognizing people for their talents, mm-hmm. not just for their yearbook picture, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. How important is that? Do you stress anything about what kinds of education, like maybe STEM courses, things like this with them?
Not so much. We figure that if we have empowered them and they are beginning to know themselves and what they want and they're becoming more resilient, that they'll figure that out mm-hmm. on their own.
There's a lot of movement in education now to really emphasize relationships. The Pew study came out a couple of years ago that showed that 50% of kids are not engaged in school, and that they walk into the door of the school every day thinking that there's nothing good there for them.
Mm.
So that obviously affects academic performance.
Sure.
So we hear from kids all the time. We hear from kids at the school that Susan used to mentor at. I come to school on this particular day because I know that's when circle is.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. They want relationship. They want belonging. They want friendship. Mm. And if we can say, okay, yeah, and there's your schoolwork over there too.
Wow. Yeah. How about that? Charles, tell us one more time when and where the workshop is for Connected Mentoring.
Great. So the Connected Mentoring Workshop is July 27th and 28th. You can sign up for one or both days, and it's going to be at the Step 1 conference room over there in Prescott Room. Yeah, yep. Yeah, I'm not sure if I can say it's going to be behind Stepping Stones, because Stepping Stones is moving. But
oh, that's right.
The Step 1 Coffee House, Step 1 Conference.
Step 1 Coffee House.
Yep.
Yeah, I know where that
yep.
is.
Mm-hmm. And you can sign up by going to boys2menaz.org and clicking on the events tab at the top of any of the pages there.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And Susan, thank you for joining us today, along with Charles Matthews. We thank you for all you've taught us today about Boys to Men and the ladies for the workshop for the whole community. Stay tuned, because we're going to take a news and weather break and come back with Cecilia Jernigan to talk about the City Council Candidates Forum. That's coming up very shortly, where you can ask questions of the candidates and incumbents. That's coming up on today's Q&A on the talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live at KQNA.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LMS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
This July comes a giveaway so epic, it requires an epic movie trailer announcer to explain it. Let's be clear, though. It's not a movie. With the Arizona Lottery's Beat the Heat giveaway, enter eligible tickets into weekly drawings for a chance to win $1,000 times the highest weekly temperature. A high temp of 110 could put $110,000 in your pocket. Enter at azplayersclub.com. Again, epic giveaway, not a movie.
Business with a handshake. We've all done it. Don't risk your business and your personal life. Business owners open themselves to liability every day with their customers, their employees, their vendors, and even the public. Do it right and protect yourself and call Men Love Law. I'll help reduce the risk through proper setup and planning. Mention this ad and receive a free consultation. Don't put your business or your family at risk from frivolous lawsuits any longer. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
Patriot Disposal is a local expanding company asking you to join our team. Patriot Disposal offers on-site training for a variety of jobs, including Class A or B CDL, heavy equipment operators, mechanic, welding, and sort line operators. Office positions available for customer service, bookkeeper, and human resources. For competitive pay and benefits, call, click, or come visit our office. Positions available at all our locations, Prescott Valley, Dewey, Cottonwood, and Rimrock. Patriot Disposal, 775-9000 or 203-9995.
The 32nd Annual Arizona Cowboy Poets Gathering, featuring 40 cowboy poets, musicians, and storytellers, rides into Prescott on August 8th, 9th, and 10th, featuring Trinity Seely on Thursday night, Chris Isaacs on Friday night, and Saturday it's the Cowboy Way, with selected poets and musicians on the stage at the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center each night at 7. Come hear stories about the colorful culture and strong heritage that make up the meaning of the true American cowboy. For tickets and a schedule of free events, go online to arizonacowboypoets.org.
Boy, dental care has sure come a long way. CTs, 3D scans, lasers, cone beams. What? This is Kathy at Bradshaw Family Dental. We take your smile seriously, and we do use cutting-edge technology. But no matter how mainstream dentistry has become, we still and always will put patient care first. We take the time to get to know you and never rush you through. Bradshaw Family Dental, treating your family like ours. For more information on our Prescott Valley or Chino office, check us out online at bradshawfamilydental.com.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday the 16th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. On this date, 50 years ago, Apollo 11 began its historic journey to the moon. Steve Clausen reports on how Arizona was part of that journey.
Lowell Observatory and Flagstaff played a key role in the space mission. Historian Kevin Schindler says in 1961, the mapping division of the U.S. Air Force began running the telescopes at Lowell to make detailed maps of the moon.
They had some decent pictures, but to get really good detailed maps, they used those pictures and then looked through the telescopes and then would sketch into the detail, and they would create these maps.
Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
Phoenix police still have more questions than answers after a triple shooting in a condo that left two people dead, a third person wounded. Sergeant Tommy Thompson says
they found that there had been a gun battle. We don't know specifically the relation of any of these people. There was at least one individual who fled the scene on foot.
The victims range in age from 20 to 33 years old. Sunny and very windy today and tomorrow. Highs near 94 today, 90 Wednesday through Friday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Cooling after bedtime tonight to a mostly clear and breezy 66. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, sunny, breezy highs around 105 today, 102 Wednesday through Friday, and overnight low a mostly clear 71.
This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. And listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Patriot Disposal, Prescott Dirt, You Pick It, Yavapai Bottle Gas, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Waters Garden Center, Primavera Online School, Affinity RV, Bradshaw Family Dental, The Office Cantina, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson, and National Bank of Arizona. The Diamondbacks visit the Texas Rangers Tuesday at 5, Monday at 11:30, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Every summer we celebrate our freedom by coming together with our families and friends and enjoying the outdoors. Hi, this is Bob Bean from Affinity RV. The RV lifestyle gives you the chance to celebrate your freedom all year long. There's nothing like getting out of your daily routine and hitting the road to refresh and renew. It's no surprise the song America the Beautiful was actually inspired and written during a cross-country trip. Show your kids the majesty of an eagle soaring across the sky in Alaska. Experience the quiet only found just before dawn as you watch the sunrise over the Rocky Mountains. Pull a rainbow trout out of a fast-moving stream in Wyoming. Sit on a beach in California and watch the sun slowly drop into the ocean. Watch a bull rider earn his living 8 seconds at a time at the world's oldest rodeo right here in Prescott. Honor the brave men and women of our military who put their lives on the line every day to protect our freedom by getting out and exploring the country they defended. Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals. Willow Creek Road, Prescott. Highway 69, Prescott Valley. Or online anytime at affinityrv.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:38. Always nice to see our old friend Cecilia Jernigan back in the studio. She has brought along Judy Kelch from the League of Women Voters. Judy, first of all, tell us what you are here up to talk about with Cecilia.
We're here to talk about our Prescott City Council candidate forum. And I am losing my voice, so I'm going to let Cecilia...
Perfect fit for radio. Are you available for hire?
I could send it to you in writing.
Oh, just do us some little hand puppet shadow puppets. That goes well on radio.
I've been talking so much.
Oh, I can imagine.
It's so hard to pull this off for us, DJ, for Thursday evening at 6:30. We're going to be out there at the Centennial Candidate Forum for the Prescott City Council. So we're going to have, you know, we're going to get to ask them some questions, and they're going to answer, and it's open to the public, so anybody can come.
And Judy has been doing such a good job of beating the drum for this. You had to move the venue, didn't you?
Yes. So we had been telling people that it was going to be downtown at the Prescott Library, you know, just maybe 75, 80 people. And at Antelope Hills Golf Course, and we're inviting everybody that wants to come out and ask questions and hear the answers from our candidates to be there.
Not just the candidates, but also the incumbents, right?
Correct, because three of the candidates are incumbents.
Let me ask you this, Cecilia and Judy, because you've both been involved in this. Whenever I watch, especially on local TV, if I see a city council meeting, say in Phoenix, it seems like whenever there's a city council meeting or a state board, things like this, any kind of public involvement with the lawmakers and the legislators, everything is going fine and dandy until the lights come on and the cameras start rolling, and all of a sudden the tone changes. It's like people are playing to the cameras. Aren't you glad sometimes we don't have big TV coverage of these?
Yes, I have to agree with you because I think we're all the same way. I think we're all human. And when that camera comes on, we know in today's world that we're going to be recorded and everything that we say can be held against us. And I think people are fearful.
And there are a lot of citizens who think this is their one chance to shine. So whatever irritation they have, it becomes outrage on camera yes. and then with the full lights, right?
Exactly.
So and the poor candidates who sit there going, do we really have to do this? I mean, come on. Now, Judy, let me ask you this. How are Prescott Good Governance and the League of Women Voters related?
Well, basically, we're both nonprofit and nonpartisan. The League of Women Voters is a national organization. We're celebrating our 100th anniversary in 2020.
Wow.
And we've been around for a long time.
The Prescott Good Governance, you know, our dear friend Elizabeth Ruffner, back in the 1970s, she was instrumental in working with bringing Prescott Good Governance as a political action committee to fruition. And she was very involved with that organization for many, many years. And I want to say when she turned 93 or 94 years old, she came to me and said, Cecilia, I just can't do this any longer. You know, she said, I really want to retire. And I said, well, at 94, Elizabeth, I think it's time
for
you to...
I think she's earned it.
It's made up of a lot of... just want to have good government in our community. And we want the Prescott to be the Prescott that we want. That's why we put these people into office, DJ.
Sure.
We want them to listen to us. Mm-hmm. And we want Prescott to be the shining gem that it is. But here's the thing. What happens in Prescott affects the rest of the region. It affects Prescott Valley. It affects Chino. It affects Humboldt-Dewey. So we're asking everybody in the area to come and listen to these candidates. This is really important.
And I think what happens too, and this is at the city, state, and national level, sometimes you'll see someone who's campaigning for office and are speaking only to one segment of the populace, and then if they get elected, suddenly they represent everybody, don't they?
Right, right. You are totally right. And I think we're very fortunate in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino, Humboldt-Dewey. We have so many good people that are doing so much good work, and we just need to all work together. And we can accomplish so much.
I think another thing that, to add, it's a good segue into what the League's focus is. We're not just in Prescott. Even though it seems like a lot of our focus is in Prescott, we're also Prescott Valley, Chino, Dewey, Humboldt, Mayor, and we just, we Cecilia and I both believe that what happens in Prescott affects our whole area.
Oh, sure.
And we really want to promote this to the to all our local surrounding communities.
And we call it the Greater Prescott Region.
Sure.
That's what we're becoming now. You know, we are growing.
And our airport is kind of the center of all that focus. And I think we need to really play on that when we're having our forums, we want to draw from all over.
So what you're telling me in the League of Women Voters is everything but men, right?
Actually, I'm almost embarrassed to say.
Oh, come on. It's okay. It's just you and me and Cecilia here, nobody else.
Our current president is a man, Bill Haas.
How could you let that happen?
Oh. And with Prescott Good Governance, last year we had Peter Pearson was our chairman for Prescott.
Sure.
Of course, we lost him. He moved away. Him and his wife moved away.
Oh, I didn't know that. And what happened to my power here? Let's try this. We had a little signal problem there. Oh, you know what? We're having a. It sounds like a an emergency weather signal here.
So none of that was on the air?
Well, I don't believe so. Let's take a look here. I think we might still be on the air, so I got to be careful what I say. No, this is still live. No, we should come back in a second now if that's what it is, but that's what I'm hearing right now. So let's see what we have here. Oh, you know what this is? This is like an Amber Alert. Not an Amber Alert. This is like a missing person.
I'm seeing it on my phone right now.
That's,
Amber Alert and
Pinot
County, Louisiana license plate.
Yes, I have it too.
Yeah, that's what's coming across right now. So if you are hearing us on the air right now, you're hearing that alert plus maybe me, and that might be all, but that should be over any second now.
I don't hear anything here.
Yeah, same here. Yeah, I just hear some very muted, it sounds like a report being read like that. But that, you know, certainly caught me off guard. In the meantime, we are with Cecilia Jernigan and Judy Kelch. Let's see if we can come back on the air here. Is that us? We are back. Hey, how about that? Wasn't that amazing?
I think they missed my whole leak of women.
You know what? And that was worth going back to. Please repeat that for us.
Well, what did you say that prompted my response?
Well, I was getting outraged because I thought the League of Women Voters and Prescott Good Governance was all women. And then you had this to say.
And I said, believe it or not, our current president of the League of Women Voters of Central Yavapai County is a man.
How could you let that happen?
Bill Haas.
We love you, Bill. So let me ask you this, Judy. Do people vote for the person or the party when it comes to city council?
That is a really good question. I think a lot of people vote for personality.
Mm-hmm.
The goal for the League of Women Voters is to educate voters so that they vote for the candidate mm-hmm. that supports their interests. And that's why I joined the League, because of one of the meetings I went to, we had the pros and cons of each issue coming up, both in the city and the state.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved being educated, and I think too many people on all sides knee-jerk vote without knowing who they're voting for.
And, you know, I've heard it said that when there's low voter turnout, the people who stayed at home are the ones who decided that election.
And
that
is
something.
We had a presentation last fall, I believe it was, on the independent voter. And it's not, particularly in Arizona, it's not the Democrats, the Republicans that determine who the candidates are. It's the independent voters.
Because if you have a vote, you don't use it, you're giving it to somebody else, aren't you?
Exactly right. And in the city, in the Prescott City Council, it is nonpartisan.
Yeah.
And that's what we try to explain to people, is that, you know, pick the candidate not by the sign that they have out, even though, unfortunately, you know, we do have a lot of candidates that put whether they're a Republican or a Democrat or mm-hmm. independent or what have you.
Or their code words.
Oh, yeah. You know, they put that on their signs. So I would love to see it going forward that they can't advertise that. The sign has to be green and yellow.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, right down the middle.
Or make it purple. I don't
there
care. But you know, we gotta vote. We gotta vote for the person, not the party.
And you know what's funny about this, Cecilia, is I can remember not that long ago when if you listed who was running for different major offices, probably half the population had no idea if they're Republican or Democrat.
That's so very true.
Boy, has that changed.
Yep.
Yes.
But fortunately, it's still position and idea based with the city council, isn't it?
Exactly right. And you know, being the chairman of the Prescott Good Governance, mm-hmm. one of the things that it was pretty interesting to me. But when people would walk in the door, I got so good I could tell the difference. The way they walked in, the way they controlled themselves, the way they dressed, the way they talked. You can almost tell.
Isn't that something? Mm-hmm. Well, she has a very sharp eye, so watch how you dress around Cecilia.
Dear.
Yeah. Hey, Cecilia, I meant to ask you, you've been on the show a few times for different causes around town. Tell us about what you do on behalf of your clients.
Well, I started back in 2010 doing marketing, advertising, public relations for different clients around town,
mm-hmm.
Around the region, really. And I do the social media, so I go on and I put their Facebook ads or Twitter ads or, you know, Instagram or what have you. However, one of my clients, since I've been in the hotel business for 40 years, one of my clients was the Forest Villas Hotel, which is situated right across the street up on the hill from Costco. Mm-hmm. And I was working with them for about a year. And at the beginning of this year, the general manager there, wonderful lady by the name of Jane Lindsay, her and the ownership came to me and said, drop all your clients, come work for us full time.
Did Margo okay that?
No, I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, come April of this year, I went to work full-time for Forest Villas Hotel. And so I'm doing their public relations, marketing, advertising. And on the side, I still help a few. You know, I help companies that need help, but I mm-hmm. also help a lot of nonprofits.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, they don't have a lot of money, but they need to get their message. Just like the couple that was in here talking with you. Unbelievable what so many people are doing out there.
And you know what? I'm glad you mentioned that about the nonprofits, because in yesterday's Arizona Republic, they carry every week a column by the nationally syndicated columnist and motivational speaker, Harvey McKay.
Yeah. Oh, I know Harvey.
You know who he is.
Yes.
He had a wonderful column yesterday about the benefits of volunteering.
Yes.
And before you leave, I want to give you a copy of that.
Oh, good. I'd love to get a copy.
Yes. Would love.
Yes,
to see
I'd love to get a copy
really
of that.
Would.
And people
really
do, you know, and this is what I tell. I have a book on Amazon that I wrote about working out of a home office, because mm-hmm. people think it's so easy to work from home, because I work from home. I don't work at a client's office. I work from my own office. So I wrote a book about it because I traveled for 10 years and worked out of my home office. But one of the things that I tell young people, especially millennials, is that you can't sit in your office every day in and day out. You've got to get out and you've got to meet people. And the best way to meet people, I just came from my noon Rotary group. That is the best Rotary group in, I think, the country. I mean, we have people like Billy Orr and Steve Shiska mm-hmm. and Ken Lane and, you know, I could go on. That they just do so many good things.
And they love this community.
And they love this community.
Barry Barb, people like
yes.
that. Sanford
yes.
Cohen.
Yes,
you know,
yes,
our
yes.
Our own boss right here. They're all very, very committed
yep.
to keeping this everybody's hometown.
Exactly.
Well, we are so glad. And tell us once again exactly when and where this candidate forum is.
Okay, it's going to be Thursday.
This Thursday, the 18th.
Don't delay.
The 18th.
And it's switched. The venue is switched mm-hmm. from the Prescott Public Library to the Centennial Center, Prescott Centennial Center, and Antelope Hills Golf Course.
Mm-hmm.
We're still starting at 6:30, but we'll have people at the library with flyers.
Mm-hmm. At the library, or?
In case they don't get the message.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
To send them yeah. over to the Centennial
Good
Center.
Good
and we
move.
Set this up at the last minute, and I have to say the candidates have been amazing.
Well,
every one of them.
That is
and
great
cooperative.
To hear. And we thank Cecilia Jernigan and Judy Kelch from the League of Women Voters for coming on to tell us about the City Council Candidates Forum. Stay tuned, because I'm going to tell you about upcoming guests and some final thoughts on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live at KQNA.com.
Arizona Fraud Squad presents Jam the Scam, putting the fix on auto repair fraud.
I'm Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich. If your car repair estimate seems oddly low and then the bill too high, you're probably being taken for a ride. If you suspect auto repair fraud, please call my office and bring it to our attention. We bring fraudsters to justice. Arizona Fraud Squad. You report it, we fight it. Go to azag.gov.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money.
message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team.
Doug. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, there's a special event coming up this Saturday, the 20th, at the Cottonwood Recreation Center. It's the Erase the Stigma. That is a special community awareness day, primarily for medical professionals, educators, first responders, and, of course, the community. This is to talk about erasing the stigma of drug addiction, and it is hosted by our friends at Steps to Recovery. That is Damian and Ann Browning. Coming up tomorrow on Q&A, more author interviews, including a dynamite one I had this morning. So we will have that more authors on tomorrow's show. In the meantime, stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3 o'clock. Then Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, coming away at 4. At 4 o'clock. Then join me back here tomorrow for Q&A with those authors. When I will see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Arizona News Radio, another day of excessive heat warnings for the central and southern deserts, but it would appear as if the 110-degree days will end tomorrow. National Weather Service is also saying we could see monsoon activity in the deserts by this weekend. Burnout conditions continue in the Coconino National Forest on the Newman Fire. Forest Service saying that drivers along I-17 and other area highways could see large plumes of smoke during the week. In fact, they could continue into the weekend. August 28th is the hearing date for the former nurse accused of raping and impregnating an incapacitated patient at Phoenix's Hacienda Healthcare. Nathan Richardson has pleaded not guilty to charges of sexual abuse and abuse of a vulnerable adult. Phoenix police have yet to come up with a motive for a shooting incident Monday afternoon that has now claimed a second life. It occurred in Midtown. Police will say, however, the incident involves several.